Some news came out this week.
We can add to that news with Who's in Studio.
Yeah, that's true. So people who have taken the J&J shot, you know, there's no easy way to do these things. But some people took the easy way out, like Clark. And
it fit my schedule, damn it.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm scared of needles.
Right.
I got one time only.
Well, they're saying now,
you know what I mean,
that people are having some side effects to the J&J vaccine, and that the J&J vaccine is really not that effective against the Delta variant. So, with that in mind,
none of them are really though.
We're going to say our final words because we know. I mean, at this point, he's going to die, and so we already have a casting call out. You can look at it at Craigslist.com. So we want to just go around the room, say some nice words to Clark and
Cosmo Joe, apparently.
Yeah, Cosmo Joe got it, too. So,
man, I didn't know it was going to be this kind of show.
Well, we just wanted to be something, you know, nice. This might be the final words you hear. So,
all right.
You're going to meet those aliens sooner than later.
Oh, man. I was just kidding earlier. You know, like, I ain't ready to go yet. You know what I mean?
Eric?
All right. Let's go.
Do you want to say some nice words?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
This is like a Jim and Dwight, you know, the office.
I think you need to explain why the J&J is.
Yeah,
because it's Johnson & Johnson. What else do you need to explain?
They
made a shampoo that said no tears, and then you got the shampoo in your eye, and there was tears.
We're not supposed to shampoo your eyeballs.
Yeah, right? Really.
It goes into your eye.
In your eyes, anyways, man.
Like, for babies.
Yeah, it's for babies.
You're supposed to put soap in babies' eyes?
No, if
to clean them out. They get bacteria in there.
The baby splashes, you know, the water gets in their face.
No, I mean, the best maneuver is just to get soapy water and just dunk their head underneath a little bit and then pull them up, you know. Like you got to pull them up so they can breathe.
Baptism style.
It makes them stronger.
Yeah. Helps the lungs.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what were you saying, Clark?
So, and I'm just reading from this article. I'm going to just read the first couple sentences, but about 100 preliminary reports of it's called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah, Guillain-Barré.
And actually, a Dallas Cowboy got it last year, couldn't play. And so it's basically autoimmune
disease.
Disease, yeah. That for whatever reason develops, and apparently there's been 100 cases of people with J&J get this, and 95 were seriously hospitalized, and there's been one death.
Yeah.
Out of how many people?
12.8 million.
Yeah, doses. A lot.
You know.
The thing is, all these drug companies are campaigning against each other now. I just think Johnson & Johnson is doing the least effective job. Because they're all trying to send out, hey, get ours, not theirs. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're trying to make all the money.
But there's no money really to be left in it.
Right.
So they're trying to all right, well, let's get out of this.
So Clark read the article. This is no joke. Clark read the article.
Yeah.
And then passed out.
Yeah.
Literally seconds after reading it.
I sent this on the group chat, and then about 20 minutes later, I'm closing down the restaurant, and I start feeling sluggish. Like, my legs feel heavy.
Mm-hmm. Were your knees weak?
No.
Sweaty?
It vomit on my sweater.
Oh, you vomited too? Wow.
No, I thought we were doing the...
You're disgusting.
I thought we were doing the M&M thing.
No, we were just concerned. Mile. We were just going through your symptoms. I'm on WebMD right now trying to figure out...
Mom's spaghetti.
If you got Gergerman syndrome. Which is the precursor to monkeypox.
Oh, no!
So
I kind of want to get monkeypox. That's kind of cool. I've had the chicken pox. Get the whole farm. Why not?
We'll just go hang out in North Dallas.
Yeah.
You'll get it eventually, apparently. I just started feeling very sluggish and very tired. And... I told my closing partner, I was like, hey, I've got to go sit down. I don't feel well. And so I go sit down for 5 minutes and I'm like, all right, I think I'm cool. Let's collect myself. I get up, start to help out because it's like, hey, I don't want to be sitting around on my ass for too long. I want to be a contributor at work. And then I take 2 steps after getting up and whatever I was feeling before I sat down, tripled.
Mm.
And all of a sudden I was like, I walk back to where the line is, where the food comes out. And, my manager and the other closing server look at me because I'm propping myself up because I'm about to fall down. And they look at me and they're like, hey, are you feeling well? And I was like, no, not at all. I'm about to pass out. And they're like, yeah, because you look, and they're like, you have no color in your face. So I go to sit back down, and right before I was about to fall, I just basically fall into this booth, And then I spend like the next 30 minutes kind of going in and out of not necessarily consciousness, but I just felt
now
really
customers
sleepy.
Walking by.
No,
now,
no, no, no. This is like 12:30, 1 o'clock. At
oh,
night,
okay. So you guys are already closed.
Yeah. And yeah, it was just kind of funny how all that fit after I just read an article that, hey, this not only does this vaccine.
Was it mental, you think? You think you were freaking yourself out?
No, dude. I was, I might have been dehydrated.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That day, I got up early. I went to yoga at 9:15.
Yoga?
Yeah, dude. I do yoga now. I do yoga once a week.
That's what he's calling it, dude.
I knew he was going to bring up working out somehow.
Yeah, I squat 300 pounds yesterday, and I just have any more liquid in my body.
It was actually 220, but yeah.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
I want to see this guy squat.
Not me.
Anything.
Well, I mean, I could do 500 with this leg.
Oh yeah,
sure you can. Sure you can.
Yeah.
Dude, that rod would end up buried in your chest after you.
It's hydraulic. I got a hydraulic suspension.
No, sweet. But no, I think I was dehydrated. And I mean the funny
and then
thing
working was, all yeah, day.
Right,
it was the vaccine.
You're working 9 to 5. Oh, mm-hmm. My mom. If you would have told her that whole situation, my mom would be definitely because of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And it possibly, but not really. But
the vaccine's not even in your system anymore. By the way, you do know that. Actually, yeah. I don't know. Johnson & Johnson's not the mRNA, right? It's some other delivery system. Eric, do you know?
I have no idea.
What's
Mike
Fauci's number?
Hey, Science Mike.
Yeah.
But I find this story very suspect because
he says that about all your stories.
Because yeah. The reason why
when I'm effing my sister,
it doesn't make
well.
That makes sense.
Wait, but you effed your sister?
The story doesn't make sense because now he's saying he's dehydrated, but he wants to bring this story. But he works out,
right?
Lost weight, and in working out, you know you're supposed to have water.
Right.
Like a gallon a day.
Well, no, that's the thing, though, is that I was drinking water the whole time.
Now you weren't drinking out.
Still be dehydrated and drinking.
Were you doing hot yoga?
Yeah.
Or nude yoga?
Yeah, it's hot yoga.
Nude?
No, they don't allow
what were you
us
wearing?
To be nude at
what
at
were
my
you wearing?
Gym.
Oh.
I was wearing running shorts. And
are there nude gyms?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a nude yoga place across the courtyard.
No.
The old studio.
Yeah. A lot of senators there.
All right.
Let's find this nude yoga.
No, you don't want to go. You don't want to go.
Let's sign Clark up.
Yeah, we can do that.
He likes to work.
We'll give you $100 to sit on the couch.
Ugh.
So yeah.
All right, let's get back to it. Let's get back to the service
here. I have no words.
I'll start off. I'll say some nice things about Clark. You know, you were Bobby when we didn't have a Bobby. Mm-hmm. You make everyone feel better about their lives. That's it. I mean, we'll find somebody else, so it's not that big of a deal.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Eric?
I think you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, since I met Clark, he's made my life 100 times better because I looked at his life and knew that I was living my best one because it was better than his.
You ever think to yourself, you're like, I'm at this point in life, I'm this old. And I haven't really accomplished everything I want to accomplish. And then you hear Clark, who's older.
Exactly.
Hasn't accomplished anything. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, at least I'm doing something.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Eric. Those are very kind words.
You're not supposed to talk because you're dead. So.
No. Well, I'm already dead inside.
Spider, you have anything nice to say?
No, I don't say nice things.
Well, thank you, Spider. That was very nice.
You're welcome.
We've got somebody on the line.
Uh-oh.
That's calling in.
Oh, I love that phone.
Yeah, nice. That's the cordless.
Is that a Nokia from 1997?
It's my cordless house phone.
Yeah, it's the house phone.
Hello?
Hello, yes, this is Clark's sister.
Oh, yes!
And I just wanted to say, you are the greatest brother I ever had.
I'm the only brother you've ever had.
And I like when you try to put on those little sunglasses so I wouldn't know it was you calling yourself Mark. I knew it was you the whole time. I'm going to miss you, Clark.
I'm going to miss you too, sister.
I'm going to miss Mark.
I'm going to miss...
Rest in peace.
I'll miss you too, fake sister. I'll see you on the other side. UFO Joe, do you have any, Cosmo Joe, do you have anything nice to say about me? Even
pretty,
though I'm dead?
Yeah, you're all right, man. Pretty cool.
Thank you.
And what are we really worried about? You know, we've done cornucopious amounts of things that
Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Line. Yeah. Red Line's even worse than Red Bull.
But we've experienced enough life to, you know, take us off this weird little marble. Mm-hmm. What are you worried about this whole little, you know, jargon of virus?
Speaking of which, it was 10 years ago we went to EDC. Remember
that? We survived that. Yeah. Remember that? We took bunk ecstasy that night.
What? Red Bull.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
tell us more, Joe.
And we survived that. Remember we the did. Ones that were in the walked, were in the pond?
There were people that died there.
Yeah, they died.
Died.
Somehow we survived.
We did
At
survive.
This concert, did Clark ever pass out from being dehydrated?
No, I should have.
No, there were
we were all dehydrated. Had,
so, I mean, you know, in theory, I mean, who knows? We might be dead now, man. I don't know.
Right.
This is heaven.
I've actually thought this. I've actually
this
thought
is
that.
Heaven.
This is it, man. We're already
we can
here.
Never leave this studio.
We're already here, man.
It's more like purgatory, but
yeah, I mean, so what's the big deal?
Right. Are you worried about it?
Nah.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it.
I mean, because we can always recast Clark. That's not a big deal.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Like I said, I've got an ad on Craigslist.
In reality in general, but yeah.
Sure. Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. I'm ready to go at any time. I've lived a good life.
Yeah, he got his William Shatner interview.
I got my William Shatner interview. I just got LeVar Burton. What else do I need?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could like interview a president or something.
I don't care.
Yeah, nah.
That
would
I
would love to see you.
I could literally get an interview request with Joe Biden right now, and I would decline it. What am I going to talk to him about? I don't care.
Talk about his hairy legs.
Maybe we should just recast Clark with him still being alive anyway.
Or what if you just will my dead ass in here and, you know, just set
Oh, we do need somebody to do Douche Duck, though, so don't die yet.
Okay. That's right.
Douche Duck.
Yeah, I'm the new Deep Elm Douche Duck.
You remember Douche Duck, right?
Oh, I remember all about Douche Duck.
Douche Duck's in storage right now, right down the street, and we're about to bring Douche Duck back out, and Clark will be the new Douche Duck. And we're calling it Deep Elm Douche Duck.
You know,
for a reason. You know, you should know.
It's
you
were down there. Truly, truly fitting. You know, you were born for that character.
Okay,
Marcus.
Good. See, I like hearing these things. These are things that encourage me
and keep you alive.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, man, you know, just embrace the character.
I'm gonna meet the woman of my dreams doing Douche Duck. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
You know what? You might actually though.
Yeah.
For real.
You take out that. Yeah. That sweaty head. Lay it on a bar somewhere. Yeah. Some shady bar in Deep Elm. Oh, are you the one in that duck costume?
Mm-hmm. Well, what if she's like, no, I want you to leave the mask on.
Yeah, you'd be at a furry convention. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, there we go.
A down convention because ducks don't have fur.
We should, you know, we should take Douche Duck to the next furry convention.
There it is.
Oh, we've got big plans for Douche Duck. It's been in storage for I don't know how many years now, and we're going to bring it back out.
Oh, I remember that whole time period. That's amazing.
Do you think they would
I developed, actually... Joey helped develop Douche Duck.
Yeah. Oh, well, because Douche Duck was an inspiring time.
Yeah. We had just done something with a bunny. Yeah. And I was sitting there with Joey and I'm like, we need to do something different and this whole thing. And Joey helped come up with all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. It was a very think piece, you know. It was a great time of life.
As opposed to a pink piece.
Pink piece. Hey, Clarkus, there you are.
Yeah.
You're not dead yet.
No.
Unfortunately.
Quit playing the music.
Oh.